The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
An exciting weekend as we celebrated on Saturday World Oceans Day. Tommy, did you realize Saturday was World Oceans Day?
Didn't know there was a World Oceans Day.
You missed
Day,
it.
But
you
hey,
missed it.
Go Big Blue.
Well, PETA did not miss it. The animal rights organization took today to proclaim that we should not be eating oysters. I'm going to tell you about that, Tommy, in just a minute.
Oh, my goodness.
Oysters should be protected.
The rest of them, you're fine, but the oysters are...
I'm running out of things to eat if I'm on the PETA diet.
My gosh.
I sometimes, when I read these things about PETA, I have to read them and think, are they serious or is this some type of... Is it a joke? Is just their attempt to get attention. They're at it again, of course, over the weekend. PETA celebrating World Oceans Day by encouraging us not to eat oysters. PETA announced in a short video presentation on Twitter Saturday, oysters are never vegan. They say that, now they called oysters, Tommy, bivalves. Yeah. Do you know what a bivalve is?
If I recall correctly, oysters, clams, all those sort of sea creatures that have the two shells, those are all.
Wow, I'm impressed.
Bivalves. Yeah.
You knew that. So bivalves, they say, are animals that deserve our consideration and should never be eaten or used in any other way, Tommy.
So well, okay, PETA, got you on that one.
Hashtag save the bivalves. they tried in this video to tug at the heartstrings of possible sympathizers. PETA underscoring the cruelty with which oysters are treated just to feed undeserving human beings. That's you and me, folks.
Now, why? But why? Okay, admittedly, I don't follow PETA too closely. I've got my own opinions on the organization. But why just oysters? Now, I just went to NOAA, N-O-A-A, National Oceanographic. I can't remember. Anyway, what is a bivalve mollusk? Okay, this is our government at work for us. Bivalve mollusks, examples, clams, oysters, mussels, scallops, have an external covering that is a two-part hinged shell that contains a soft bodied invertebrate. Okay, that's what it's defined as. But they singled out oysters. Clams, mussels, and scallops are okay.
Oh, PETA? No,
yeah.
No, really?
I that's what I'm asking.
Oh, no. No, we shouldn't be eating any of them.
Okay.
No, they went on to say, well, they explain how, as far as oysters go, that their shells are torn open and their bodies cut up. In a very graphic detail, oysters can sense danger and hide inside their shells. They also play an important role in the ocean by feeding on bacteria and filtering water. I don't argue with that point. That's part of nature. But they say in their announcement, oysters are not the only victims of vicious human consumption. Bivalves, and they explain what bivalves are, just like you did a minute ago, and they include mussels, scallops, and clams, and PETA's encouraging us not to eat any of those either.
Are we just supposed to waste away in a cave?
So what are we supposed to eat?
Good grief.
They explain that some bivalves have eyes all over their bodies. Some live to be hundreds of years old. Now, I didn't know that, did you?
No, but that doesn't surprise me. The ocean is a a world we don't really know that well.
Could I be eating a 100-year-old scallop at some point?
Probably, and it probably cost you a pretty good fortune for that one.
PETA says that some swim away when threatened, and they have one. They show a little example of a oyster. No, let's see. What was that? I lost my place here. Maybe it was a clam. Anyway, one of these little creatures they had in their video, and it was scurrying away as someone was trying to catch it. Well, of course they're going to run. So PETA's push for oysters' rights form part of its commemoration of the World Oceans Day. They celebrated on Saturday. On Friday, they pushed for other rights for other types of fish, saying that all fish feel pain. So this whole thing about catch and release, that hurts the fish. We should not be fishing either. So PETA issue, have I ever told you the story, Tommy, of Gallagher years ago slaughtering Old Blue? You ever heard that story?
No, I have not.
PETA was protesting, the humans' consumption of beef, like they often do.
Okay.
So Mike Gallagher puts out a call to listeners, anyone who maybe has a farm or something, that he wants to slaughter a cow.
Oh my.
And eat it.
What?
And give away the beef. So we had someone take us up on the offer, traveled to West Virginia, where this calf, Old Blue, it was named.
Oh my.
We had t-shirts printed.
Oh no.
And Old Blue was slaughtered, and the beef was divided up among listeners.
Well, okay. it's the process. It's, you know, McDonald's gets their hamburger somewhere,
yep,
right?
That's right. There's not a hamburger tree out there, nope. For sure. So.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.